Stop getting stonewalled before the homeowner lets you up on the roof. If you're really good at starting conversations at the door, but you're struggling to take that conversation and get past the rebuttals where homeowners don't want you on the roof, then this video is for you, because I'm about to teach you a wildly powerful and stupid simple way to be confident at the doors and overcome those rebuttals so you can get on more roofs, which means getting more sales. What you are about to watch is a private coaching session. I call it the Roofing Sales Rescue, that I do exclusively for members of the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance. And in this video, I did a coaching session with Bear, who's knocking doors in Houston, and he was struggling with this. We even jumped into some one-on-one role play. He put me on the spot, challenged me with objections, and you can see for yourself firsthand how I navigated the conversation. And at the end, I'm even gonna break down the psychology of why I said what I said to give you a path forward to getting more inspections. Now let's get started. Bear, thanks for joining me, man. My dude, what's on your mind? What can we get into today?
Yeah, so you know a little bit of my backstory. Yeah, I've been doing windows for like 6 years prior to this. What you may not know is whenever we went to Denver last year, like literally as I'm about to get on the flight to come up there, I get a job offer from Abbott, which is in medical device sales. And had that on my mind the whole time we're at the conference. And I was kind of like, should I do this? I don't know. I thought about, you know, everybody knows the, you know, lore behind medical device sales and what that's like. So I went after that. Wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And was like, you know what? I know what I can do, what I've done in the past. And so, but I hadn't done roofing. And that was part of what leaned into my decision with going that route was it's a new thing anyways. Like maybe I should try med device sales, see if that works. But I'm obviously I'm back. And so I'm doing windows. And we also do roofing, siding and gutters and stuff. So I guess my first like main question and like what where I think I need the help the most is like, I know how to sell. I've been a successful sales guy for a few years now. So I've proven that I know what I'm doing. Yeah. I still have those moments of like, am I a good sales guy? Right. But it's mainly with like roofing. I'm like, okay, how do I gain traction doing this? Cause Houston's such an oversaturated market with roofers, like differentiating myself at the door, overcoming kind of those rookie rebuttals that I think people kind of take for granted once you've been in it for a while, which I know takes time. And then also just like, once I get on a roof, like being able to find the right kinds of damages to show people, like the right selling points that people actually like that hit home for homeowners. They're like, oh wow. Like, yeah, this is important. Like I don't need to wait for a hailstorm that may never come. Like I need to get a roof now. Cause we can do insurance claims all day long with the best of them, but like where I think you can differentiate yourself is in those retail, you know, moments. And so that's what I want to kind of hang my hat on.
Gotcha. So let's start at the top with one of them. So what I heard is differentiating yourself in the sea of competition is number one. We also had, and actually I'm going to grab a couple of notes on this. Give me one sec. So we've got differentiating ourselves, differentiating. We have the question of common rebuttals. And then which pictures of damage to show homeowners specifically at like retail to get them to want to take action. Perfect. Cool. So let's start, let's kind of chunk this into three different sections here. Number one, let's talk about differentiating yourself. First, I want to hear what the struggle is. How do you know that you need to do something different than what you're already doing?
I guess because it feels like every time I go to someone's door, like I've knocked doors for 6 years now, so I know what that's like. With what I was doing, it wasn't like quite door to door as what we're doing now with roofing. Like it was, if I went into a neighborhood with, you know, 200 homes, I might talk to 20 or 30 people. Like I'd select 20 or 30 homes versus like knocking 300 doors and getting 20, 30 people answer. And so getting over that, I don't know if it's just a mindset shift for me, or if it's homeowners see me knocking a neighbor's door and I see them pull in, then I go over to their house and knock their door and they're like, oh, here comes this guy knocking doors. Like, cause I was able to get over it with how we used to do things. He was like, I really am not going door to door, but with this, like that was kind of my big, like, icebreaker for most people was, hey, I'm not going door to door. Like,
yeah,
talk to your neighbors. I'm talking to you. So I think getting over that hump and then like getting them to like beyond just like the initial, like, hey, I'm a roofing guy. You know, so is everybody else.
Cool. I'm taking a couple notes here. So first, I'm glad that we started with this approach of figuring out where in your mind says, I need to do something different. And the first thing I heard is very common, by the way, and I dealt with it myself, is when I got into the business, the idea of being a door-to-door salesperson is generally not a career path with a tremendous amount of honor and pride. In fact, it's usually the opposite. People are like ashamed of it. I'm not a door-to-door salesperson, or hey, I'm not here to sell you something. And when we look at like kids growing up and they're like, what do you want to be? I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a scientist. You know, like you'd wear that with honor. You go to out for drinks with strangers and they'd say, what do you do for a living? You're like, I'm a doctor. And then of course there's this commanding respect. But if you say I'm a door-to-door salesperson, the immediate response that people have to that is not generally one of pride and excitement. It's like, oh, you're one of those people. So I think a big shift is first internally is to realize that it is okay to do what you do and you're there to serve people. And what I've found is that somewhere between 7 and 9 out of 10 people who buy a roof when you show up at their house had no idea that they even had a problem to begin with. So the only way that you're going to be able to help them is by way of showing up at their house and helping them become aware of that problem, which brings us to what we'll talk about later on the damage side of things. So number one, and this came up today, actually, I'm going to pull it up. This came up in the RSRA discussion board. And there's a gentleman in there. Let me see if I can grab it, because there's some good discussion points to hit. Yeah, and obviously due to the fact of confidentiality, I'm not going to share all the details, but there's a gentleman who's new and he says, you know, what's the big thing that's holding me up? But holding it back, it's not sounding scripted or feeling like a shady salesperson. And one thing that was interesting to me, I read this part of Adam Grant's book called Hidden Potential. And he says, and I know it's not, shyness isn't the same thing, but there's some overlap here. Shyness, the definition, is a fear of negative evaluation in social settings, a fear of negative evaluation. So I think a big thing that holds us back in door-to-door sales is a fear of being evaluated negatively as a human being when we show up at someone's house. And later on, he goes, you know, for us to conquer our fears, there's two ways that psychologists do this with patients. Let's say they have fear of spiders. One is through moderate exposure. So someone who's afraid of spiders, first thing they'll do is draw a spider. Next thing they'll do, they'll like be in a room with a spider. And then the other is called flooding. So flooding would be, you know, putting someone in a room filled with spiders. Like, is that going to help? Probably not. In certain cases, it can. Maybe not a fear of spiders. I don't know. And adding to that is the way that we conquer our fears or our own internal kind of dialogue that's self-destructive is by way of repetition, facing it over and over again. And I heard a story of a gentleman who spoke something like 26 languages. And he said his secret to being successful was purposefully. He says, if I need to make 200 mistakes a day. He goes, why? Because learning a new language is learning a new skill and it's applied. You can't study language and be good at it. You have to learn by doing. And to learn by doing required making mistakes. He knew that if he made 200 mistakes a day, he was actually practicing, which again dives into the whole concept of confidence. Like, what creates a level of confidence is competence. And the only way to develop competence is by doing. So it's like the chicken or the egg, right? How do I get confident? I become competent. How do I become competent? By doing the doing. And I think at the end of the day, when I hear folks say, hey, I need to do something different. I need to stand out. I need to differentiate myself. I want to challenge you respectfully to say, I don't know if you need to do anything different other than tap into the confident ability that you have to serve the people that you're there to serve. And when you approach the door, knowing that ultimately the steps we're taking in sales is step number one, I need to show up and start a conversation and not get kicked off the doorstep. Number two, I need to ask an open-ended question to get them talking as quick as I can. Ideally, feeding them getting them to feed me the information about where they're at in the process or in their level of awareness of the problem. And then number three, addressing that problem directly. And then number four, creating the need for me to get on the roof so I can then show them what I found. And then number five is from that roof inspection, getting invited in the house. So everybody, and I mean this, and maybe it's not everybody, but I would say it's almost damn near everybody feels the same way that you're feeling, especially in Texas and competitive markets like Houston or Dallas. I got to do something different. But the truth is that homeowners haven't made a choice because the right person didn't show up that resonated with them. And just like dating, like, you know, you can go on a lot of dates and have fun with different people that you're dating, but the one that you stick with that becomes a serious partner or that you get married to, it's the right one that crosses your path. So just because there's a sea of options out there doesn't mean they're the right for everyone. As my wife Sheena says, there's a lid for every pot. And I think that many of us overanalyze this need to be different as opposed to just identifying the problem that we solve and delivering a compelling message in a human way with confidence mm-hmm. at the door that it doesn't matter. And then letting go of the fact that other people are doing the same thing and letting go of your own ideas of being a door-to-door salesperson. Like, you're there to help and you're in home services. And I used to tell folks that, like, I am in home services. My job is to be out here serving people, because most of the, like 8 out of 10 of the roofs we replaced, the homeowner had no idea that the roof was damaged until they saw the photos and videos that I took with their own eyes, and they were their own judge. So that's why we're out here doing this today, is of service.
Well, so let me ask you this, because I don't know if my problem is necessarily confidence or fear of going door to door. I've gotten over that. I feel like it was there 6 years ago, right? You go get your first door, and I mean, I still get the butterflies. That's part of why I like it.
Yeah,
because it's exciting. But I think maybe the confidence and like knowing what I'm talking about, because I'm still pretty new to this, and so like, would you be willing to like almost like role play a scenario where like you're the guy knocking doors and I'm the homeowner? Cause where I run into issues, I think, is whenever I'm talking to somebody, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm Daniel, I'm with Kynos. I've talked to some of your neighbors already and we're looking at people's roofs. I can tell your roof's getting really old. Like I can see that even with my untrained eye. And then from there, they're like, okay, so what? And I'm like, well, I want to go check it out, like, and show you what I'm finding. But like, I guess the next steps beyond there, like, I've had the opportunity to make contact with a few people and, you know, get their contact information, get them say, hey, we want to get a roof inspection and talk about it. But like, I feel like I could up that percentage a little bit more, like my, call it an appointment ratio or whatever, an inspection ratio of how many people I talk to that actually let me do an inspection. So like when you do slap, you know, you show up, let them know why you're there, ask an open-ended question. And then the present, that's the part that I'm like, okay, so like, how can I sharpen my presentation part to get them to like open up a little bit more? Because I can show up, I can let them know why I'm there. I can ask a quick question. I can talk to a wall for 30 minutes. You know what I mean? But it's the present part that I want to be confident to where I can present it in a human way.
Yep. Perfect. Let's do it. We'll jump into a role play and then we'll break it down. So I'll be the guy at the door. Sure. You be the homeowner. Spit whatever rebuttals you're experiencing and we'll go from there. So.
Sure.
Knock, knock, knock on the door. Listen, my name's Adam. The reason I'm stopping by today, I'll cut right to it. I just left Peggy's house. We were looking at her roof. And as I was driving by, I couldn't help but notice that your roof is about the same age as hers. So I just wanted to ask, when was the last time you guys had your roof inspected or routine maintenance conducted?
I don't know. Quite a while, I guess.
Yeah, that's really common. In fact, Peggy, she said quite a while, and then she says, I have no idea. And then she told me, didn't even know that roofs needed routine maintenance. So that's why we're in the neighborhood today. Again, my name's Adam with Kynos. And listen, the reason I'm here is about 8 out of 10 of the roofs we end up replacing for folks had no idea the condition of the roof, and I have no idea the condition of yours. There's really no way for me to find out until we're up there. So what I'm offering is a 100% complimentary inspection with both photos and videos, taking about 15 minutes. Then I'll hop up there again, take those pictures for you, and then I'll show them to you to let you decide for yourself whether or not anything needs to happen. And my mission is to communicate your options, whether you decide to either do nothing, work with me, or decide to work with someone else. So do you have any objection if I grab my ladder and hop up real quick?
I don't think we'd have any damages, man. And honestly, like, we're not looking to like buy a roof or anything. Like, we'll just wait for another hailstorm to come through and go insurance. We got a buddy of mine does some roofing too. So
yeah. Hey, I completely understand. And by the way, no one wants to buy a roof. I'm just going to tell you now, buying a roof is the least exciting thing that anyone could ever possibly do. And I can respect the fact that you want to wait for a future hailstorm, especially if insurance can cover it. And listen, I'm not implying that you even one need to buy a roof or two should be doing anything. But what I can tell you is that many of the homes in this neighborhood, due to the age of their roof, there's been things that with very simple preventative maintenance can extend the life of your roof to maybe even get it to the end of the hailstorm or maybe not. So part of this inspection, which by the way, normally is about $300, it's $297. We'll do some preventative maintenance for you. I got a tube of sealant in my truck and I'll happily reseal anything to extend the life of your roof. So that way you've got two outcomes that you'll have. Option one is you spent $0 and in the next few minutes, you'll find out, hey, my roof is fine. If anyone like me shows up, be like, hey, get off my doorstep. I already had a look at it. Or number two, we find things. And again, I'll walk you through those options, whether you decide to work with me or someone else. So do you have any objection if I grab my ladder, take about 10, 15 minutes?
No, go ahead. That was great. Cool.
Yeah.
I can see that. I see the difference. What I'm getting away with this is like, I think I have to spend time like really thinking through like, okay, kind of putting myself in the homeowner's shoes, imagining the possibilities of like, what mm-hmm. are they going to say? And then having like, cause with what I was doing with windows, I had like a Rolodex of rebuttals of like, I know they're going to say one of these seven things. And then if they do, I can present, my rebuttal in a way that feels natural. And it's just like, oh yeah, of course. Like I would advise you to do that and then tackle the issue. And so I think that's more of, it's just a matter of me like kind of getting out there and spending the time doing that.
Yeah.
Like how beneficial would that be?
Mm-hmm. And yes to all of that. And the other thing that makes it really easy is some things that I think salespeople overlook is they're afraid to address the obvious in the room. And when, you'll notice when you said, hey, I don't want to be buying a roof. I added to that. I said, of course you don't. No one wants to buy a roof, which is true. And the more that we can tell people what they're already thinking, it builds trust. Of course you don't want to buy a roof. No one wants to buy a roof. I haven't sat with anyone that was excited to see me, right? It's like when you have to get new tires for your car, you're not like, oh great, I get to go spend a bunch of money on tires. It's like, crap, I need to do this. So when you share with people what they're thinking or feeling, it disarms them and builds trust. So that's the first step is anytime that you get an objection, even if you don't know what to see, use the classic, improv technique. It's called yes. And yes is agree with them and add more of why they're thinking that way, letting them know it's normal. That's the R of reassure. And then to overcome, especially these objections, when there's resistance to people from people that want, that will allow you up on the roof, you can really focus on the two outcomes. So what I like to do is it's called future pacing, getting them to see the two potential outcomes. Outcome one is you paid me $0. Normally these inspections, if you were to call us out, is $297. By the way, use whatever is for your company. But if we were to go out for like a realtor or something, we're going to charge for the inspection. You're there now. I can say, hey, it's $300 normally. And by the way, that's why I fumbled in the role play, as I should have had a number in mind and I didn't. So for those that are watching, you fumbled. Yeah, I'm making up a number on the spot. So having that number that I know my company would charge, say, hey, normally these inspections are $297. It'll take me about 15, 20 minutes to get up there and get everything documented for you. But the good news is just like a doctor's visit, like you'll get a clean bill of health. And that way, you know, if anyone shows up, any other roofers show up, like option one, you're good. You have nothing you need to do and you saw it for yourself. And option two, again, don't imply or say that they're going to have damage or could have damage. You might have some. You'll see it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to walk you through those options, whether you decide to work with me or someone else, which again is what you ultimately will do. And again, it further disarms them. So if we look at this psychologically, it's number one, agree with them and tell them what they're thinking, which builds trust. Number two, paint the two options, clean bill of health or their stuff. And then three, it's called risk reversal. So risk reversal means you have nothing to lose, right? Normally this is expensive. Today it's free, right? You're not required to buy anything from me. You got nothing to lose. So by kind of following that framework, I believe you're going to have more success getting on roofs. And then we can talk about transitioning to the house here in just a minute.
Yeah. And I actually talking through that, like, I think what I'm starting to realize is I think it's just going to take time and effort on my end. Like, I think I took for granted the experience I had with windows of like, you know, this is really easy. And so it's like, I can just translate it right to roofs. And that's not the case. They're different industries. And so I think it's just me taking ownership of it, of like learning the process, learning the rebuttals. And then once I'm on the roof, like with the common rebuttals, that's just me. I need to put time in on that. With damages for retail, again, that's just me. I need to watch YouTube videos, watch your stuff, like figure out, okay, or watch John Cenac stuff about what is damages, what's important to homeowners and do that.
Hey, before you go, there are no fees for the show. But if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating in a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants, things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone, because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself, but folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline. Well, look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303-222-7133.